Hello, welcome to the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. I would like to continue a little bit in the same thought we had going in the last couple of days about the Apostle Paul, how in all of his epistles that he wrote to the different churches, he always, the first chapter, it seems to me, was always a reminder of the how they came to salvation and why they were saved and why they chose Christ. And then his encouragement that they have to keep on being faithful and serving the Lord. So today I'd like to read Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1 begins, Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Christ, by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Verse 8, wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ, in whom ye also trusted after that ye heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that ye believed, ye were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. And that's the end of that chapter. So, like I said, it's a wonderful reminder, and bring us back to the basics, basically, bring us back to the beginning of how we started when we believed and gave ourselves over to the Lord instead of continuing to serve Satan and the flesh. And I like how Paul mentions very much how he prays for the people. And I hope that we can do the same, that we pray for each other, that we can be victorious, that we can continue in the faith, and that we our faith can continue to grow. It says here in verse 15, Paul says, "Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers." So he says that when he heard of their faith in the Lord Jesus and their love unto all the saints, and that's the part I think that we should all remember, is that we need to love one another, love the Christians, love our fellow Christians, and to not cease to give thanks for them, to make mention of them in our prayers. But then Paul, he goes on to say that what he prays, he says he prays that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Now, if you notice that wisdom and knowledge always go together, it's we gain wisdom only from God. It's the kind of wisdom that we should go after, or that we should seek. And we gain that wisdom by learning more of him, knowledge of him. And he continues, he says, the eyes of your understanding. So he's praying that the eyes of your understanding, of our understanding, be enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. So he goes, this is all his prayer, if we follow it. It continues even to the end of the verses here, the end of the chapter. That's his prayer, that these people would be filled with wisdom and understanding, and that they could grow in their wisdom and in the knowledge of God. He says the eyes of understanding, so that we can know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And we can only enjoy those, or we can only experience them if we have the Lord Jesus in us, and if we trust in the Lord Jesus, then all these things will become real. And so, yes, it's a very good encouragement, very good way to go about our days following the Lord, knowing that all his promises are true and that he is real, and that these things will come to pass, and that we want to be in his will when these things come. So I'll end with, like Paul says here in verse 2, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, next time, I wish you God's peace, wisdom, and knowledge. Bye-bye.